And joining us right now is country superstar David Ball. How are you, David?
Well, Kevin, I'm doing just fine, man. It's good to be up here in Michigan.
Now, how many times have you been here before? Have you made regular trips to Michigan, or is this something kind of new for you?
No, I was looking at the map, man. We have played, you know, I've been doing this. I had some records back in 1995, Thinking Problem,
sure.
And man, we've played all over Michigan. I always enjoy getting up this way. It's a nice break from the hot South.
There you go. Well, people are very familiar with your music here. Thinking Problem, Riding with Private Malone. Of course, Look What Followed Me Home and When the Thought of You. All those songs we continue to play because I think your music is a pure country sound, and it has stayed that way, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, we continue, you know, we've just kind of found a way to do it all ourselves, and we keep making, you know, the music, and, you know, I figured out a long time ago it's the most fun I can have.
There you go, for sure. Well, let's talk about, you know, we're talking about some of the hits you had before, but you're still making music. You just recently released a new album, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, and took this little group that's with me in the studio, and we just had a great time, turned on the microphones, and you know, like I say, we do it all ourselves. Come check us out, davidball.com. You can find out all what we're up to, and yeah, we still play a lot of shows, and but you know, we make it kind of simple.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. Well, you know, we've been talking leading up to the big show about the Grammy Award. Tell us a little bit about winning a Grammy, David.
I don't know how that happened. You know, I was nominated at one point, and then I didn't win. And then, lo and behold, I did a record that featured the songs of Stephen Foster.
Yeah,
and you know, he was so I sang Swanee River, and it was a compilation CD, and that won the Grammy for best folk record. So, you know, what an honor. And,
right.
I was in good company there, buddy.
Oh, you betcha. Well, speaking of being in good company, you also did some work with Bob Dylan on another kind of tribute, right?
Yeah, you know, I was always a big Jimmy Rogers fan. You know, I grew up over in South Carolina, and, you know, we when you learn to play guitar, you learn to play old folk songs. So
right.
I was a big fan of Jimmy Rogers music and the old band that I was in over there. You know, we met some people that knew Bob Dylan, and he became a fan. And, one thing led to the next.
Sure.
And see, I could yodel. I could do Jimmy Rogers yodeling.
You could.
And, you know, everybody thinks I learned the yodel from Jimmy Rogers. But, you know, it was really Tarzan was where I learned to yodel.
To yodel through there. And it just kind of naturally, you know, it transformed itself into being able to do that for the country sound then.
Right. It's kind of a Johnny Weissmuller
meets
country music or something. So that's you know, something different. I'm not going to be swinging through the trees, though,
okay,
tonight.
All right. I was going to say, the show is at the Taos Area High School. It gets underway at 7 p.m., but I'm sure we're going to hear all of your classic hits along with some of the new stuff from the Sparkle City album, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
And got a great band. We really have a good time, so just want to invite everybody to come on out and have a good show and come see us.
Now, one more thing before I let you go. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with Operation Troop Aid. That's something you're still working with now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, when I had that song Riding with Private Malone,
sure,
I got to meet a lot of the military people and went over to Iraq and all over the Middle East and played a lot of music and just met some incredible people. And through that song, I met this guy that started the Operation Troop Aid. He's a veteran of the Navy, and you know, he saw a need for this, and they just provide you know, care packages and take these duffel bags and stuff them full of all kind of good things that you know, and it just lets people know that we think about them and appreciate what they do for us and, you know, keeping us safe. And
very good. Well, I know I can say that safely here in Northeast Michigan, we appreciate your music. We love that that country sound. It's a pure sound, as I mentioned. And we're looking forward to a great show. Again, tonight, Friday night, it starts at 7 o'clock. Taos Area High School tickets still available. But if you don't get them in advance, come on out and enjoy the show put on by the Iosco County Firefighters Association. And David Ball, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the show tonight, too, my friend.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Man, good to talk to you, and I'll see you there.